As we've been reporting, there's been a huge spike in arrests of people living in this country illegally because of an executive order from President Trump. Many of the immigrants arrested have no criminal convictions. And as Iowa Public Radio's Clay Masters reports, the crackdown is putting immigrant communities on edge.
One morning on her way to school, 15-year-old Estella got a call from her mother. Her father had been arrested while on his way to the construction company that he's worked at for the last 7 months. We're not using Estella's last name because she fears her mother could be arrested too.
My dad was walking towards the office when the cars just came in and just told him to stop and pointed the guns at him.
Estella's father has a criminal conviction for re-entering the United States. The arrests of immigrants with criminal convictions and those with no convictions at all in Iowa and neighboring states are up from last year. Data for the region includes Iowa, Minnesota, Nebraska, South Dakota, and North Dakota. And that data shows arrests of non-criminal immigrants has increased more than four times for this region compared to the same span of time last year, from 71 to 312. That said, non-criminal arrests in 2009 from President Obama's first year in office were twice as high as 2017. After her father's arrest, Estella's family called La Resistencia Iowa, a new legal hotline run by immigration activists.
They called to find out if there was something going on because people are literally scared to just go to church.
That's Maria Alcivar. She's an activist with the hotline. She says they've been getting calls every day for the past few months, that they're hearing reports of a new style of what she calls collateral arrests, where immigration customs enforcement targets a specific individual, but also arrests more people who happen to be in the vicinity.
If you're really going after criminals, rapists, murderers, blah, 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 you will be out in the open and you'll say, hey, this is the guy I'm getting. And we'll all be like clapping for you. But they're not doing what they're saying they're doing. They're going after everyone that it's an immigrant.
A spokesman for the regional office told me they do not routinely discuss how ICE conducts investigations and arrests. The county sheriff in Des Moines says they comply with lawful initiatives of any federal law enforcement agency, including ICE, but it's not a violation of the criminal code to be undocumented. Rather, that it's a federal administrative rule violation, and local law enforcement does not enforce federal rule violations. But Ben Bergman, an immigration attorney in Des Moines, says the system is set up that any time an immigrant has an interaction with the courts, it can lead to deportation proceedings.
And that just doesn't mean defendants. It can also mean people that are applying for relief from domestic abuse, people that have a civil dispute, like a landlord-tenant dispute. They can go to court, and they can get picked up in court.
Bergman has been practicing immigration law for a decade. He says he and his colleagues in the state are the busiest they've ever been, not just with cases, but with immigrants making sure they have their affairs in order.
You have unsophisticated people that are expected to navigate the most sophisticated legal system we have in the United States.
Meanwhile, for Estella, her family has an attorney, but we're told her father will likely be deported.
It's difficult because at any moment it can happen to my mom too. I had me thinking, what about if I lost both of my parents? And, I would either go and get to live with my aunt, or it's difficult, but...
And leaving some immigrant communities in Iowa on edge as arrests continue to climb under the new president, who made it a central issue in his campaign. For Here and Now, I'm Clay Masters in Des Moines.